This is Primetime America. Too often it seems tempting as Christians to marginalize the experience of worship and praise of God as something that's done on Sunday mornings, perhaps for a given hour or hour and a half. Well, Tracy Haney recently talked with the founder of Next Level Worship about the place that praise and worship have in a daily life.
It was during troubled times in his life that King David is heard crying out to God in anguish, but not long afterward that pain turned into an opportunity for praise and worship. Most pastors would agree that in these tough times, worshiping God alone and corporately is healing for a troubled soul. Dwayne Moore, founder of Next Level Worship Ministries out of Birmingham, Alabama, has written a book to help churches grow in the area of worship in their lives.
1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 says that we should show forth the praises of Him who called us out of darkness into His marvelous light. And so that's what we're supposed to show forth, His praises. And God has called us to do that. And I have a strong conviction, I think this clearly is a scriptural conviction, that we are put on this earth or left on this earth to show those praises forth to others, or else, you know, we could go into heaven and do a much better job worshiping Him face to face. Why does He leave us here? He leaves us here to show that light to others.
Dwayne is convinced that praise and worship is not to be taken lightly, because Scripture has proven time and time again the dire consequences of worshiping the Lord in a way unapproved. Praise and worship, he says, is an overflow of the heart that loves God passionately. Now, in his book, Pure Praise, Dwayne asks readers to imagine standing face-to-face with their employer and announcing,
I just love you. You're the greatest boss I've ever had. I just adore you. I practically worship at your feet. You know, of course, that's laying on a little thick for most of us. But imagine that you said that. Well, that in the same way would be upward praise to God when we stand in a congregation of people or when we just mouth our praise to Him. It's the same idea. I just love you. You're amazing. Now, let's say we went off when that boss wasn't watching, and we did some things under the table, and we did some things underhanded, or we didn't honor our boss. Now, question, we may have said to our boss upwardly that we adore him, but are we acting like we really mean it? Well, God wants to see that our hearts are pure before He's at all impressed with our outward praise. So worship begins in our heart, but it flows out of us. In fact, I love the definition, praise is the bubbling over of a hot heart. And that's exactly right. It bubbles over out of us, and it's going to spill out on someone around us. And that's when it becomes praise, because it becomes outward and demonstrative and obvious.
Pastor-teacher Dr. John MacArthur has been very influential in Dwayne's life, so much so that Dwayne credits him with shaping his view of worship. He notes that Dr. MacArthur describes worship as three-directional. In Dwayne's book, Pure Praise, we find,
worship is inward. It's loving God with my whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. It's everything that I do in loving Him with my whole heart. But it's also outward. It's loving God by loving others, by treating others the way that we would want to be treated. It's by treating others the way Jesus would treat them. And it's by sharing our faith with others. That's the outward form of worship. God actually accepts that as a sweet-smelling sacrifice to Him. And then, of course, there's that upward form of worship that most of us think of when we think of the word worship. Most people hear the word worship, they think of singing and clapping and those kind of things. Well, absolutely. Actually, the upward form of worship is praise and thanksgiving. And as we offer praise and thanksgiving upwardly toward God, that is a wonderful outflow, if you will, of the first two ways to worship.
Concerning worship, Dwayne says he's come across some really good books on it, and so he was determined to find one that would suit his need and passion. But it was nowhere to be found. That's when the Lord laid upon his own heart to write the book himself. He obeyed.
I got off in a cabin in South Georgia, and for 4 days, and I just said, Lord, I'm here. If you want me to write something, then show me. And God just really met with me and confirmed that He wanted me to write these things down. What I needed for my own team and my own church was not just a book that taught me information about worship, information about praise and how to lead it, but I wanted people to go on a journey every day, getting them in God's Word, getting them in God's presence on a daily basis, listening to Him, focusing on Him, and developing that daily time. And I know, based on 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18, that if we gaze on Him, we'll be transformed. I realized that what we need is a Bible study that is devotional in nature, that gets us to focus on him, because he'll change us. And so what happens, we see this so many times, Tracy, time and time again, we hear testimonies of people who said, I went through your Bible study and I was changed. Well, that's not my stuff. That's not my writing. That's God. God's word does that.
Duane knows that some believers still struggle with the authentic power behind this kind of expressive communication to God, to which he replies,
imagine your child comes in one day, and this child has struggled in the area of math, and they've not done well in math in school, and you've tutored them and tried to help them, but they just don't get it. They have a hard time. And they finally walk in one day, and they're all excited, and they show you their paper, their math test, and it's got a 100 on it. Woo! Man, that's awesome. Get this. As a parent, how would you respond to that? Now, just about every normal human being on earth would at least reach out and maybe touch that child or smile or acknowledge and say maybe something like, good job. Wouldn't you do something to respond to that? Well, sure, that's natural to praise that child for how good he is. But here's the deal. We don't see it like that at church. We walk into church, and sometimes when we're reverent, we say, but I think some of us, I think we're bored. I mean, God has done incredible things for us. And it's unnatural for us to keep it all inside. I know he loves to hear me singing because I'm singing about my God who's done everything, blown me away. And for me not to express that praise, well, put it frankly, that's just weird. That's unnatural. And so I want to be natural in my praise, and I know God loves to hear it. In fact, he's got cherubim and seraphim surrounding the throne right now, praising him right now.
Again, Duane's Pure Praise material and website has gained national and international attention from the likes of Rick Warren of Saddleback Church and believers in Africa, to which Duane responds,
I believe people are hungry and thirsty to experience God and to get to know him more. And I think if they latch onto something like this, they say, wow, I want to know about that. And so we do get a lot of feedback from it, of people saying, in fact, we had one lady said, our team, our praise team, our worship team, went to just the first week of your Bible study, Pure Praise. She emailed me, she said, we went through just the first week, and it's already radically changed our praise team. That's pretty powerful.
Learn more about Duane Moore's ministry and worship resources by logging onto our website at primetimeamerica.org. That's primetimeamerica.org. I'm Tracy Haney.